Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. On the line with us is a man who can cover all the sports and does it brilliantly in a style like few writers in America. From Philly.com, the great Mike Sielski. Hi, Michael.
Morning, Angelo. How are you?
Hey, Mike. I'm doing great. Mike, you ever get up in the morning and go, I don't really want to write a column today. I think I'll mail one in. And just kind of throw a few words together and send it. Ever happen?
Usually 4 out of every 5 times I sit down, I'd say.
No, Mike, I have read your stuff. It never happens. You are meticulous in the way you do your job. So when I got, I literally have Dave Haxtell, and I've got Dario Saric this week telling me, now the other team wanted it more. They were more ready to play. How do you react to that?
From Dario, I react to it kind of as that's the thing an athlete says, because athletes think they're going to win every competition and game they participate in.
Right.
And so I take it for what it is. I don't think, like, for instance, last night, I don't think the Sixers wanted it more than the Knicks. I think the Sixers are a better team than the Knicks.
Yep.
And that's what played out over the final half of that fourth quarter, was that Sixers had better players. The better players played better than the Knicks players, and they won the game.
Yeah, but Mike, they should have wanted it more. They had way more to play for. The Knicks are tanking. Knicks are losing every game now. And the Flyers, I got the coach saying, boy, the Columbus came in here, and they were more prepared to play this game than we were. What am I supposed to say when I hear that?
Well, I mean, look, I tend more to be with Al on this in terms of, you know, who are you blaming and what kind of expectations do you have for the Flyers? I mean, I'm kind of surprised and disappointed that they going in the tank like this over the last few weeks, once it looked like the playoffs are kind of assured. In a situation like last night, I think what you're looking at is, again, is effort an issue? I don't know that effort's ever really been an issue with this Flyers team. I think the bigger issue is the makeup of the roster, the age of the players that they need to be good. Those players aren't quite ready to be as good as they need to be yet. We're talking about guys like Dolan Patrick, even Ivan Provorov, a number of defensemen, Travis Konechny. I've maintained this all along. I don't know how Al feels about this. We'll know when the Flyers are really coming around, when those guys become the centerpieces of the team. And right now they're not. Claude Giroux and Jake Voracek and Sean Couturier are still the best players on this team. And we've seen how that plays out. We've seen that means that they're a team that's not really ready for prime time.
So you are not agreeing with the coach who said he did not have his team prepared. That's what you're saying to me now. The coach was not telling the truth when he placed the blame on himself.
Yeah, I think it's the thing coaches do. It's the thing coaches say when you lose a game that you need to win. Tell me what Dave Haxtell did or didn't do differently ahead of last night's game that he had been doing when they were winning games. And then maybe I'll listen to that. Otherwise, it's just kind of coach speak.
Mike, are you the best sports columnist in Philadelphia?
I
want an answer. Are you
awards.
The best?
He's got awards.
Are you the best?
I don't think so, no.
Do you do not? So in other words, there are others you think are better at your job than you are? Because I don't think that's true. And I'm amazed you would think that. Do you know, Mike, in all the years that I worked in newspapers.
Wait a minute, Angela.
Yeah. Right.
Angela, I'm on the highest rated morning radio show right now, and you're really putting me on the spot. And if I give the answer that you want me to give, I'm going to make myself look like the biggest maniac in the history of this city.
Mike, I'm trying to illustrate a point that people that succeed start by believing in themselves. And that even if you're a rookie, even if you're young, you're going to play that game last night. And I'm going to tear that guy's head off. I got to win this hockey game. Or I got to win this basketball game. That's the way a winner looks at things.
Yeah, and I don't think the Flyers players went into that game not wanting to win it. And I don't think that by Dave Hackstall, I think this gets back to something that happens in Philadelphia a lot. We make a lot about what our athletes and coaches say as opposed to looking at what's actually taking place on the court or the ice or the field. This is still a team in development. I'm with Al on this 100%. I didn't come into this season with any expectations that this was going to be a team that would be challenging for first place in the division. Right. I just didn't. And they haven't quite gotten there yet to say that they should win a game like this. And even if they should, that it would come down to desire. Desire has never been an issue with the Flyers team, this Flyers team. They play hard. They're not as good as some other teams. They need their young players to develop more. They need more depth among the four lines. It's looking like Peter Mrazek may or may not be, an answer in goal.
Al referred to him as hot, little, and cold.
Yeah.
I think hot, cold, then little. I don't think he put – Mike, here's the Philadelphia Eagles. What did you predict for them this season?
Oh, I thought like 8-8, 9-7.
8-8, 9-7. If they were thinking that way, they wouldn't have won it, right?
And you're putting thoughts in – Of course they didn't think that way, but I don't think the Flyers or players or Dave Hackstall are looking at the season saying, let's go 500. I just don't think that's
you're
why
telling
they lost
me,
that game.
No, here's what you're doing. You're telling me the Flyers and Sixers are not ready yet to be that good. And nobody thought the Eagles were either, but they were. So how did they manage that when these other teams are not able to? What did they accomplish that these guys are not ready to accomplish?
Well, I think to a certain extent, each league is individual as an entity unto itself. So the things you might do in one league to win aren't necessarily the same in another league. I think the really smart thing, looking back, that Howie Roseman did was that he found kind of a way to exploit a trend in the NFL. The NFL is getting younger. The average age of players has been declining for 12 years. And he knows the teams are hoarding draft picks. That's what they want, draft picks. So what did he do? He went out and signed and acquired veteran talent and veteran depth, banking that the experience that guys like Alshon Jeffrey and Chris Long and Patrick Robinson and Corey Graham had would give the Eagles an edge. And guess what? It did. That and having a really good coach in Doug Peterson, as we found out, and a terrific young quarterback in Carson Wentz. But I don't think that has anything to do with the thinking that went into the season of, well, we just don't want to settle for being 8-8, we want to be 9-7. They had a really good team. They were 13-3 and scored 41 points in the Super Bowl and won the NFC Championship game by 31 points. That's not just desire. That's talent and forward thinking.
Mike, I had that conversation with Angelo during
and
break.
And we fought about this.
No, and I said, yeah. I said, Ange, the one thing you're discounting about the Flyers, Sixers, and Eagles, that the Eagles were a really good team when Carson Wentz was playing. They were a great team. That's
you guys
the difference.
Are both wrong.
They were destroying.
We're not wrong.
I'm going to show you're wrong. All right. There's no way that talent is the ultimate barometer when you have lost six major contributors and still won it.
If you have talent,
there's no team that deep, Mike. No team is that good that you can win with this backup quarterback and all the other backups.
If you have talented people playing behind the talented people who got hurt, you can.
That's the argument I made
with
you.
They have to believe in themselves.
And who got them to believe in them? A guy
Doug
who was
Peterson.
A career backup quarterback looked at Nick Foles and said, you have an opportunity that I was never given.
And that's what the other coaches on the winner teams are not
They're
doing.
They're not good enough.
Am I winning or losing here? How am I doing? Help me out, Al.
Well, You're maintaining.
You wanted to say I'm holding my own.
You're in the deep end of the pool, and your toes aren't hitting the bottom of the floor quite yet.
Mike, one last thing. I just want to clear this up. You are the best sports columnist in this town, and you. If you can't say it, I can. You're awesome every time I read you. You're fantastic, and you've never mailed one in.
And, Mike, I appreciate that you fought back with him because a lot of times people fight back with him.
Mike, I love when that happens. Thank you, Mike.
If I came on this show and agreed with everything Angelo could say, I couldn't live with myself.
No. Nor would you be invited back, Mike. Read him every day at Philly.com. He's the best. Hi, Mike. Thank you, buddy. All right, Mike Sielski. And I'm maintaining him. Mark, I didn't really get...
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.